We welcome to the program Dr. Brad Dion. Did I get that right, Brad?
That was perfect.
No relation to Marcel?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dr. Brad has, I guess you have rebranded your practice, and it's now called Health Quest. Talk about that. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So we decided to rebrand. Our approach is really a lot different than a lot of traditional chiropractors. We see a lot of people who have severe back and neck issues and sometimes nerve issues. So we decided to make it official, and we're now known as HealthQuest Nerve and Disc Center.
So what's the difference?
Yeah, so it's really in the approach. You know, we found that there's a large population of our community that's really not getting the answers that they want. And really what people want is to feel better and be able to do the things that they love to do, right? So traditionally, if somebody has a herniated or bulging disc or degenerative disc causing sciatica or a pinched nerve, their option 20, 30 years ago was to either have surgery, right, to fix the issue, or to do injections to help manage the pain, or, you know, medications will also help manage the pain, but not really fixing the underlying issue. And through technology, you know, healthcare technology has evolved just as much as computer technology and cell phone technology. The problem is we're still treating things the same way, you know, over the last 20, 30 years. So there's new approaches that people may not know about. And when we opened our office here in Jackson about 7 or 8 years ago, we wanted to bring that technology because nobody was doing the types of things that we're doing over here. So things like non-surgical spinal decompression didn't exist. Now we can target those bulging or herniated disc and help to fix the underlying problem without having to go through a painful and long recovery from spinal surgery.
Nobody wants back surgery.
Nobody
that I know of.
That's right. Nobody goes into that hoping for that solution, right?
Yeah.
So we see a lot of patients who are looking at back surgery and maybe even have had failed back surgery, which is quite common.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, you know, if surgery is the only option for that patient, we will refer them to the best surgeon. We want to try to avoid that whenever possible, of course.
Yeah. So how did you get started, Brad?
So I got into this as a result of a back injury over 20 years ago. It makes me feel old saying that every time I do, but it's well over 20 years ago now. But I was playing hockey in high school, and I had a back injury. And it wasn't the type of injury where I got crunched into the boards or anything like that. It started as an acre of pain, you know, after playing. And it grew into something, and it got worse to start to limit me from doing what I love to do. And that was playing hockey and playing baseball and being active. And I was, you know, like I said, in high school. So I went to my doctor like anyone else, and she said, you know, you're probably overdoing it. You need to take some time off, stop doing what you love to do, give your body a rest. And I said, no, there's got to be a solution. So she sent me to physical therapy, and I did, you know, did that, and I felt better temporarily for a little while, but it wasn't fixing the issue. So she sent me to a couple other doctors, and one being an orthopedic doctor, and he told me the same thing, that I needed to stop doing what I love to do and take some time off, let my body rest. And I said, no, there's got to be a solution. Inherently, I knew there was another solution. So I kept searching. It took about 5 or 6 doctors, and one finally took an x-ray and said my spine was deteriorating, right? And I was a teenager. I thought that was for old people, like my grandma and grandpa.
Sure.
And he said, listen, it's deteriorating, but I think we can slow it down and maybe even stop it and get you feeling better and get you back to playing hockey and baseball. So I started treatment, and I started to feel about 50% better, and I kept going, and I was feeling closer to 100%, and eventually I got to 100%, and I was actually playing better than I ever had in my entire life. That experience changed my life. I decided I wanted to be that type of doctor that said, yes, I can help you and get you back to doing what you want to do, when everyone else said no. Right? So I tell all my patients that story, and I tell them, listen, even if your doctor told you that there's nothing that can be done and that you have to learn to live with it, which is quite common, there may be a solution now, right? You don't have to necessarily just live with pain. So don't give up. Keep going until you find the solution that you want to do. And that's kind of what I hope to bring to my patients.
as a teenager, you get that diagnosis. It must be, it's scary, isn't it?
Oh, extremely. I couldn't believe it. You know, I was picturing my grandma and grandpa, and I'm trying to, you know, understand as a teenager how this could be possible. But it's definitely possible. You know, now that I know what I know, pain really isn't the underlying, you know, being healthy doesn't mean you're pain-free. Right? Health is much more than that. Tabor's Medical Dictionary defines health as a condition in which all functions of the body and mind are normally active. Has nothing to do with feeling good, right? The nervous system is actually quite complicated, and only about 9% of the nervous system actually deals with pain. That means you could have a pinched nerve, 91% of it being pinched, and not feel anything at all. So oftentimes, we'll see patients who come into the office, and they'll say, you know, it started about a year ago, and we'll look at their x-rays, and their x-rays will show us this has been going on for decades, and their pain just started. So the earlier that we catch these things, the easier it is to treat, and the more functionality we can preserve, ultimately. You know, patients come in to see us when they do, so we want to try to get them back to close to 100% as possible.
Those pinched nerves can be nasty.
Yes. You know, aches and pains are normal as we get older. That's kind of a sign of age, as my mentor likes to tell me. But if you're having nerve pain, anything like numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, loss of sensation, or imbalance starting to fall, those are nerve things, and we want to figure out what's causing that as quickly as possible.
So normally you see a chiropractor, I guess, for a bad back, and you're going to go 4 or 6 times for adjustments. Is your program any different, Brad?
Well, everyone's a little bit different. It depends on exactly what's going on. We don't have a cookie cutter program that everyone goes through. Typically, our patients have been through chiropractic before. They've been through physical therapy. Maybe they've had injections before, epidurals. Maybe they've even talked to an orthopedic surgeon or had back surgery. So most of our patients have been through 4 or 5, sometimes 6 different specialists, and they're still seeking that answer. So, you know, we got to sit down with the patient, figure out if they're the right candidate for what we do. And if we can help them, we will let them know exactly how long it's going to take, what they can expect, and what they're going to feel like at the end of it. Oftentimes people's backs, you know, backs or necks, they're stronger than they were maybe in the last 20, 30 years, or possibly ever in some cases.
Laser therapy, is that fairly new or what?
Laser's been around for over 50 years. It's become mainstream over the last probably about 5 to 10 years. It's become more common. But it's one of those therapies, oftentimes it can help tremendously for things like shoulder injuries or knee pain. It's very helpful when it comes to herniated or degenerative discs or healing nerve pain. Probably won't be the only solution, but it definitely helps heal damaged tissue quicker than our body can normally do it.
And again, nerve issues are very tricky, right?
Nerve issues can be very tricky. The key to treating nerve issues, if somebody has things like peripheral neuropathy, we want to figure out where it's coming from, number one, getting an accurate diagnosis. A lot of times, practitioners will fail in treating nerve issues because they're treating maybe one thing, but they're not treating other things that may be contributing to it. So we have to figure out the underlying root cause of where that nerve pain is coming from and then treat all the affected areas.
So you have a program, is it next month, kind of an open house?
Yeah, we put on different programs. We do dinner talks, BC before COVID, where we'll give this information to the public and offer them to come to the dinner at Stakes Eatery. We are hoping to get back to that as soon as things, you know, get back to normal. Mm-hmm. We'll be putting ads out in the paper and on the radio and letting people know when those things happen. Until then, if people are interested in taking advantage of learning more about our programs, I'm happy to sit down with your listeners and figure out if there's a solution for them, whether that's in our office or maybe possibly somewhere else. I will at least get them an accurate diagnosis and give them the best direction where to go from there.
Yeah. How has COVID affected you?
It's changed things. You know, it's changed things. Like I said, we used to do our dinner presentations, and people loved that. We'd get 40, 50 people to Steak Cedery to learn more about, you know, the solutions, and people are looking for those solutions. We know that. So we've had to pivot a little bit, and we've had to, you know, go more digital with our advertising, letting people know where we are. You know, we're still getting a lot of people in Jackson that have no idea that we're here and we offer the things that we do. So, you know, we're just trying to spread the word and let people know that, hey, if you're suffering, maybe there's a solution for you.
So where is your office?
We're located on East Ganson Street, about two blocks north of the hospital, 1023 East Ganson.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, people can reach us on our website, healthquest.us/Jackson. And, you know, if they want to give us a call and see if there's something that we can do for them, be more than happy to sit down. And if we can help you, I will let you know. I can't promise I can help everyone, but if I can, I will let you know. If not, I will try to get you to somebody who can.
You do like an initial consultation, or how does that work?
Yeah, so if somebody wants to come in and sit down with me in the initial consultation, for your listeners, the first five people who want to take advantage of it, there's no charge. Normally that would be $285, but the initial consultation is absolutely free to sit down and see if there's something that can be done.
So give you a call, right?
Yeah, 517-784-3388.
Brad, thanks for stepping out.
Thanks, Greg. It's great talking with you.
Dr. Brad Dion. Again, his office over on Ganson, 784-3388, the Dr. Brad hotline.